Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has stiffened his resolve against North Korea, speaking of Pyongyang initiating warfare, especially if North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attacks the U.S. territory Guam, as he has threatened.
He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea.
Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says he's making provisions for some sort of military response to a North Korean provocation, but the primary method, he says, is being employed now are diplomatic. A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea in an effort to challenge China's territorial claims there. The development comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, and as the Trump administration is seeking Beijing's help in dealing with the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. China, Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam are all involved in a long-standing dispute over rightful ownership of the busy waters that are making up the South China Sea. Results of Kenya's presidential election expected later today. Tuesday's presidential polling pitted incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta against opposition leader Raila Odinga. The streets have seen lots of protest, as we hear from VOA's Philip Alexio.
Protesters in some opposition areas have taken to the streets after their leader alleged that hackers infiltrated the Election Commission database and manipulated results in favor of President Uhuru Kenyatta. The Election Commission says there was a hacking attempt, but it failed.
This is